7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Alright,
Peppa. Everybody has to wait for you. Come on, get in the damn kitty business, pet. Get in here. Oh my god, finally. Alright, I guess we can finally start the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello.
Hello, your fluffy face.
What are we doing? What's happening? The current time is 1931 UTC, and that does mean it's time to begin another exciting episode of
the Dubious Goals Committee.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I thought I was in the clear, and then suddenly, uh-oh, here comes the kitty. So now we've got the kitty in the kitty business pit. She's staring at me, wondering what the hell's going on. And everything just went silent again. Yeah, okay, so I guess we're not going to watch the Chen Gao game. In case you're wondering, and I don't know why I was being so stupid, the other day when I told you I was watching some kind of Pai Gao game and I couldn't figure out what it was, well, I figured out what it was. And how did I not know this? I felt stupid. It's Chen Gao, and so that's what we've got going on here in the background, if it wants to start up again. Here we go. Yeah, I've been glued to this. I cannot tear myself away from these people playing Chen Gao. Fascinating. And I love to hear this woman talk. I love her voice. Anyway, it's officially winter here where I live. It was extremely cold overnight, and it's extremely cold now. It's negative 12 degrees. Let's just say 6 or 7 degrees for my American friends. Yes, we're down into the single digits, so it's actually cold now. And I was smart last night, because I thought last night, hey, I think it's going to get cold. Why did I think it was going to get cold? It was because my clock over here, my alarm clock, is flaking out again. The LEDs are misbehaving, as they like to do in the winter time. As soon as it gets cold enough, this clock starts to act weird, and the singles digit of the 7-segment LED display starts acting wonky. So like right now, what number is this? I'm looking at it, it's not a number, it's more of a backwards F. So, you know, whatever that means. So yeah, I guess I don't need to know what time it is. That's cool. And my cat is going face down. Yeah, okay, you're kidding. So we got cat business going on. Love that voice. And I've got the fireplace going, and I'll let that roll for about another hour and let it heat this room up so I can watch all my football in relative comfort. I'm drinking Longjing today. Because it's so good. So delicious.
Miss my kitty.
Yeah, so it's super cold. And I already even went outside because I was sort of wondering, oh, am I going to be able to drive around? Am I going to be able to do any stuff? And so, yeah, I had to go outside and drive around just to test out the roads and make sure everything was drivable and blah, blah, blah. And I got my mail. And I only had two pieces of mail, one of which was my bank statement. Bank statement. So, somebody you know needs to get some dollars of money. I need some kind of weird piece work that I can do. In my spare time here at home, when I'm feeling up to it, what is it that I can, I don't know, I'll figure something out. Because I got a kitty right here.
Hello, who's a fluffy baby?
And what's this fluffy baby been doing? Your fluffiness. Yeah, the cat was getting excited last night at 3 a.m. and was running around in here launching herself off of me. She would walk up to me, give me that look in her eyes, and then just jump onto my hip or my chest, depending on which way I was facing, and then she would just launch off and then run upstairs. Because cats.
You're a crazy kitty.
Cats are funny. Anyway, I also ran out of books to read again. I finished the book I was reading in record time, and I said to myself, great, what am I going to read now? And the good news is I found some books. I found some books from my childhood that I haven't read in a while. And I thought, okay, I'll go through this entire series. So I read half of one of those books. And then Peppa said, why are you reading this? You need to read some literature. Oh, what? I need to read some literature? And I started thinking of literature. And I started thinking of Russian literature. And when I was thinking of the Russian literature, the first Russian literaturist I thought of was Dostoevsky. Yes, and his famous book, Crimean Punishment, a book about how it's not wise to invade parts of Ukraine. And so he wrote a book about this art student who, yeah, that was the big thought I had last night, Crimean Punishment. See, a lot of people think it's crime and punishment, but that was just a mistake that was made at the printer after its first, printing in the English language. The printer obviously was, like all Americans, was unaware of world geography and said, what is this crime and punishment? Oh, somebody forgot the D here. So Crimean Punishment became Crime and Punishment, and that's why stupid people are always trying to invade the damn Crimean Peninsula. Isn't that right, Peppa? Peppa knows good geography, because you're a good baby, huh? So we were reading some Crimean Punishment last night. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. I don't read Russian literature. I don't even know any Russians. Suka bliat. So, other than thinking of stupid Dostoevsky jokes last night, I was thinking about games, because I was, you know, watching this all night, watching these guys play Tian Gao, and I was thinking about dominoes, and I started thinking about the game Texas 42. We have discussed Texas 42 quite a bit on previous episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's my favorite domino game, and the bad news is I haven't been able to play it for a long time because A, I don't know anybody who knows how to play, and B, I was playing online, but that website has since folded. And that's been a few months ago now, if not an entire year now, or maybe it'll be a year here in about another month. Texas 42 is a domino game that uses a set of double six dominoes, and all the dominoes are dealt out to the four players, and then the players bid on how many points they can take, and the tens and the fives are worth 10 and 5 points, And then it's turn-based trick-taking game. It's a great game. I love it very much. I started thinking about it last night, wondering if I could teach it to some of my friends and blah, blah, blah. And then I realized I don't have a domino set. I don't have a good domino set. I have a crappy little travel domino set that the dominoes are... They're about 1 centimeter by 2 centimeters, and they're only about maybe 3 millimeters thick. Okay? Also, the edges are rounded. They have rounded corners. These dominoes can't stand up on their ends, which is kind of critical when you're playing domino games like Tian Gao or Pai Gao or Texas 42. These dominoes that you're hearing in the background, they measure... Let's see, I'm eyeballing it. They are 2 centimeters by 7 centimeters. And they're at least 1.5 centimeters thick. These are very thick, very chunky dominoes, so you can stand them up on end and they're not going to fall over if somebody bumps the table. Right, so I need some thick dominoes. I don't have thick dominoes. I only have these thin dominoes that you can't use for playing Texas 42, because you don't want to show the other players your dominoes. And if you can't stand them up on end and you can't hold them all at once, how are you going to hide them? Well, right, you need a tile rack. A tile rack is a little wooden or plastic strip that allows you to stand up your tiles. You've probably seen this if you've ever seen people playing Scrabble. You know, Scrabble tiles are small and thin. You can't stand them up, but you got to be able to look at them, and other people don't want to see them, and blah, blah, blah. So you got those little stands, right? Those little racks that you put the little squares in. I was thinking, oh, I need some of those. If I just had some of those, I could use these little dominoes to play Texas 42. I do not have any of these little racks, and I started thinking about, hey, where am I going to get some of these little racks? And yeah, I could go out and probably buy some, because this is a fairly common game accessory. You can just buy these. But I'm not that kind of guy. Plus, I don't like to wait for ordering things in the mail to show up postally. So, I was thinking, you know what I need? Because I was looking around and I was noticing some of like the molding around some of the woodwork in my house and blah, blah, blah. And it occurs to me, haven't I seen some molding that is like a concave 90 degree circle with a little lip on it? Anyway, the long and the short of it is, I need to probably go to some kind of home improvement store or hardware store or lumber store or something. One that has a good selection of moldings and trim. And then I will find a piece that is, I don't know, a meter long. I will cut it up into 4 pieces and boom. Suddenly I've got domino/tile racks so I can play Texas 42 with these cheap crappy dominoes that I have. Why, oh why do I just not buy a decent set of Chinese dominoes? We're only talking about $20 plus maybe $5 shipping. Can easily get a playable set for less than $25 shipped to me, but I want a set like these guys have. These are so dope. And they're white with black and red spots. And would I want white ones, or do I want big, thick black ones with red and white spots? Kind of want the black ones, but these white ones are so cool. I've never even seen this before. And that would also give me an excuse to buy some 14 millimeter ball cornered porcelain Asian style dice.
Perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
バカみたい。
غرغر وعم بسا تنهر تقل غرغر
Oh, wow. That was very cool. That was Tenarowen with their soul-crushing hit, Tenare Takal. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. And I highly recommend that video because there's an event in that music video that makes me nervous as hell. I mean, it's of biblical proportions, literally, because the video is animated, and we get to see our favorite amp camel walking through the desert. And he's got all his amps, and he's loaded up with the guitars and the drums and the tea. And as he's walking through the desert, there's something going on in the upper atmosphere. We're not sure what's happening, and this big column of something comes down and wham! It hits the earth and it makes the camel go flying up in the air, and all of the guitars get loose and they go flying, and the tea goes flying through the air. And this is where you have a problem. And now you've got to make a decision of biblical proportions. What do you save? I mean, you can only catch one thing. Do you catch a guitar or do you catch the tea? Do you catch the guitar? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's such a dilemma, huh, Pippa?
Yes, you're a good fluffy baby face.
Okay, and before that, what did we hear, Pippa? Oh yeah, we heard Get Into My Heart by Miavi and Shishno Kafka. And why did we hear that? Well, the only reason we heard that is because that's the opening theme song to an anime called... what's it called? It's called We Rent... I can't think of the Japanese title, and I can't think of the English title either. This is not good. We got some brain melt, Pippa. We got some brains melting. What do you think of that?
Sasa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai.
Doste tsuite kon desho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite hoshi.
Yappa, barechaimashita. Beef Wellington, pepper beef jerky,
beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. What do you think of that one? That was a little beef thumping. Because that's an actual thing. Right, Pippa? Pippa has jumped up and now she's sort of moving over towards the fire, wondering why it's so damn cold. Yeah, and anyway, I think that means it's time for me to pour some more tea. Alright, I gotta figure out what it is I'm gonna do today. I probably should go to some more grocery stores. At least one grocery store. If not two. I don't even know what I feel like eating. Well, obviously I need to buy some more potatoes. Because I ate the last of my potatoes yesterday. I had two baked potatoes. Oh, they were so yummy. With chives and sour cream and crispy fried onions and pepperoni and butter and salt and pepper and white pepper. Oh, it was so good. And now, what am I going to eat today? What do I even have to eat? Ew, yeah, see, this is why I need to go to the store. About all I have to eat is some waffles. Waffles and tea. And I've got the egg rolls, of course, but I had egg rolls like 2 days ago. I don't really feel like eating egg rolls today. Although maybe I will. Maybe I'll just make some rice and eat some egg rolls. Or maybe I should make some soup. Oh, what kind of soup, Tib? Rice. Rice soup. Is that even a thing? Yeah, it is in my house. I do have lots of noodles, though, too. So I could make a lot of noodles. And I'm not sure what I'm going to have for lunch. But I'm sure I'll probably tell you about it tomorrow during the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day. Weekends, holidays, every day. At 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. And I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah.